I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, a different kind of Coach's Corner interview with a coach I've talked to quite a bit over the years. Bob, normally we're talking when it's beautiful and the springtime is coming and we're talking golf, but we're on the opposite side of the year. And that's because you had very special recognition, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association naming you to their Volleyball Hall of Fame this year. First of all, when you found out you were going to be recognized, what was your initial response?
Well, it was quite shocking and exciting, but very humbling at the same time. You know, anytime you are considered along the side of other people that you know are in the Hall of Fame, it's very humbling. I guess my initial thoughts were really that, I've been at it for a long time. But at the same time, it's just really neat to be recognized by your peers.
Well, and for our listeners who aren't familiar, what was your journey into volleyball? Because oftentimes now that you're on this other side of the career, sure, you know, you often find a way into a sport. And for you, you found it and sure, seemingly fell in love.
Yeah. So I have to go all the way back to college at the University of Northern Iowa, where even before that, my sister played on three state championship teams back in Dubuque, in Dubuque Wallert. And so I was around it. I knew about it. I didn't know the sport. When I went to UNI, I was actually taking a coaching theory class, and the volleyball coach at that time at the University of Northern Iowa asked if I would come in, me and another guy come in and just help in practices. And of course, you know, we jumped at the chance to do that. And that's where I really started to learn a lot about the game. Everything from just coaching it to training athletes to being around it and what the whole culture was like and needed to be.
And then you had, before you even came to Pella, quite the established career. You had, after college, seemingly pursued this and found your way not only in education, but in coaching.
Correct. I actually went to and taught in the Chicago area for a number of years there as athletic director and got involved with volleyball, some there. But my real coaching career took off when I moved back to Iowa. I was at Walnut Ridge Academy in Waterloo, and that's where I really started coaching. I had a player of the year for all classes in Iowa there, and really got some really good recognition from that time. Success was pretty good at a 1A level, class 1A level, and so it was very enjoyable, and I really enjoyed the daily practices, being able to teach young student-athletes about themselves and about the sport of volleyball.
Well, and the large portion of your career and why we're here today happened here in Pella. What was that journey like here, and kind of, you know, what was those early beginnings, so to speak, to build a program now that is recognized at the state level?
You know, that's interesting, because my journey to Pella was definitely a little bit of a different journey. From the standpoint that I also coached basketball when I was in Waterloo, and I was in town in Pella at an Iowa basketball all-star game. And so I learned from an athlete from Pella about a volleyball coaching opening here at Pella, and the young lady contacted the athletic director, and the athletic director got a hold of me. And I came a few days later for an interview, and enjoyed the school and the community so much that I decided that I would come to Pella and be the volleyball coach here at Pella.
And talk about what that journey was like. What were some of maybe the kind of your big memories? I know there's a lot.
Right,
your
right.
Big memories of your time here all the way up until you retired from the volleyball side.
I would say, well, in 2003 is when we actually moved in July. So the first season was that 2003 season. And we had quite a bit of success, at least in the win-loss column in Waterloo. And so coming here, I very much expected, you know, that would be the case. The program here was in good shape, but not great shape. And what I mean by that is really good athletes, but a higher level training, I felt, was one of the areas that I could bring to Pella. And in through that process of just the first couple of years, we saw some pretty rapid growth and change. And then through the years, I think... Boy, I'm going to get my ears all messed up here. 2007, I think, was our first year we went to state So we saw a nice jump there. But then it just kind of really became our standard, what we wanted to do, what we wanted to achieve is get to state and win matches there. I would definitely have to say one of my favorite things would be coaching my daughter here for 4 years. She was good enough to play at a young age, and so we got to spend 4 years together. But she was just in a class that was exceptional, with talent, very driven, great young ladies. They achieved a lot of goals. And so those would certainly be some of the highlights. Taking a program that was in need of some direction and seeing it grow, and then, of course, being able to coach my daughter were two of the big blessings, I would say, of my time.
When you mentioned your daughter's class, that was really the first peak of Pella volleyball. We've seen that second peak kind of come through with another exceptional class. You know, you're kind of in a unique scenario. Oftentimes when you retire, you kind of go away, so to speak. Yes. And we're going to talk about what you've been doing in the meantime in a second, but what has that been like, not only to see what that team was able to accomplish, but maybe the group of girls, they inspired that next generation to the Emily Holterhouses and Natalie Claybergs that had their own great run.
You know, that's such a good point. I think anytime you have the ability to start a program where success is the standard, it certainly does project down in the grades that, you know, if we're going to play volleyball, there's a standard we need to keep going. And it's just awesome to see young ladies have the ability to have an effect over time on a sport like that. The next generation, as you call it, coming up, watching, you know, the class of 09, of 2010, of 2011, those classes that went through there were such strong classes that they did spur on these people that we see now graduating here in 17 and 18 and now again in 19. And, you know, that's a neat thing to see when you step back as a coach, because what it really leaves is a legacy that you hopefully helped instill in a program. So that's been a lot of fun to watch. Katie Brand has done a great job with just, you know, continuing to progress the program. So that's been really encouraging and exciting.
We're here with Bob Fessler. We're talking about his Hall of Fame volleyball career. And when we talk about the reason why you've been able to stay here, A, you're still teaching here. You continue to coach the golf program here. But you've stayed involved in volleyball after retiring from coaching. And it's one of the other reasons why you're involved. For people who don't know, you're a pretty busy guy when it comes to volleyball. What was that transition like from coaching to basically administrating and officiating?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, just maybe a little background first. Right now, I'm currently the board president for the Iowa region. So that's club volleyball. So I sit on the board that helps direct the path of where club volleyball will go in Iowa. I'm also the Iowa Girls Coaches Association volleyball chairman. So all of the coaches in the state, I'm kind of in charge of, and as well then the all-district, all-state, and all that stuff that goes with that. So, and I've been doing that for since 2003, or actually 2002, the year before I got here, I believe it was. And it has been something that I just feel like it's been a really good fit for me. I love the leadership role of it. I was an athletic director for 17 years, so some of my friends kind of tease me as the call me the athletic director for volleyball in our state. But it kind of gives you the idea. I love the idea of being involved with the young ladies and with coaches. I feel like I have the ability to do some leading and mentoring in a lot of areas there with other programs. I also feel that I can give good direction just because, again, of longevity of where I'm at. Pretty strong ties with the girls' union, so that helps as well, just in recognizing maybe where we need to go and what path, just being able to see and help in those areas. I also do officiate. I got into officiating. Some buddies challenged me to get into officiating after I got out of coaching, and my first answer was no, I do not want to officiate. And they continued to kind of pull me in, and I refereed the first year or two and actually fell in love with it. And fast forward, you know, 6-7 years later, now I do. I officiate collegiately NCAA, NAIA, junior college, so do a lot of officiating, and that's actually been a blast. The community I've been able to associate there with there has been phenomenal, and it just gives you an overwhelming sense of being able to give back to a sport that's given me so much. So it's truly a blessing. It's been the complete full circle ride all the way around. So yes.
One of the things I wanted to mention with that too is not only are you an official at the collegiate level, but a lot of what you in your notes when it came to your Hall of Fame is the legacy you're leaving on the state volleyball tournament. Mm-hmm. You've coached there, you've officiated there, and you've helped implement some change there from the administrative level. And yeah. And obviously we talk about the regular season. That's the goal of every dream. And the state tournament over the years has grown with you. And I know you're going to be pretty humble about it, but you've had a pretty big impact on it as an official coach and administrator. Talk about what that's been like to have that big of an impact on an event that's so special for a group of girls.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. I agree. It's an interesting circle that I've kind of been in, the coaching there a number of times and just being able to see it from that platform and just being honored to be able to be involved with such a fantastic event. Year after year, the Girls Union puts on such a great event. And just to see that come into full circle, then once I was done coaching, being considered good enough to actually officiate at the state championships, and I was able to do for the last 5 years, I've been able to officiate a state championship match, which again is just a great honor, one I never thought I'd ever do. But then this year I was put in the role of evaluating officials at the state tournament and helping the whole procedure of, in 2001, I was asked by Troy Dannon, the director of the girls unit at that time, to help implement a stats program, an official stats program for the state. So if you track back, it's really when the official stats started, I was kind of on the ground base of implementing that. So that was kind of neat to be in. So in a lot of different ways, I have had some effect on the state tournament. I'm hoping they're all positive, but certainly it's been a really good relationship between the two of us.
Well, one of the unique things about the Hall of Fame induction coming up this weekend is the kind of proximity you have to the other two people you've been with. One of yours is a close personal friend, and the other was a coaching rival turned friend over the years. Yes. People may have heard or are going to hear an interview mm-hmm. with John Evenhouse as well. Talk about how special this weekend is going to be, especially considering the clash you're coming in, right, and that Pella and Pella Christian are going to be going in together.
Yes. What an awesome honor to go into the Hall of Fame with someone like John Evenhouse. John is so highly qualified as a coach. I so respected how he handled the ups and downs of coaching. The young people that he coached never, ever lost the edge and competitiveness. Always had his teams ready to go and play. And John always did it with a great heart and a great passion. And that was always something that I tried to follow. I mean, he was one of my mentors, really, in high school volleyball, especially coming to this area of the state. So to compete with him and then laugh with him and, shake hands and be able to do those things, run summer leagues with him, have camps with him, phenomenal stuff. I'm so proud of him, so happy for him. Congratulations, John.
And congratulations to you. That's Bob Fessler talking about his Hall of Fame induction to the Volleyball Iowa Girls Coaches Association Hall of Fame. We appreciate all you do for our golf coverage, our news coverage, and everything in between. And obviously, all the best to you as you get to celebrate your career in volleyball, which it sounds like it's going to continue. You got more work yet to do.
I do, but I appreciate that greatly. Thank you very much.